STEM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics. Those are four fields that the U.S. is going to have to strengthen if it is to remain competitive in the world economy. And those are also four fields that have long attracted more men than women. The Montana Girls STEM Collaborative brought together dozens of people at Helena College University today. Representatives from businesses and schools around the state talked about encouraging more female students to consider careers in STEM fields. Susie Taylor leads the Montana Girls STEM Collaborative.
Girls and women have typically been underrepresented in a lot of the STEM fields, particularly computer science and engineering. And so we're here to find out ways that we can help more girls understand that STEM careers are appropriate and interesting and rewarding careers.
Jesse Smith, a psychology professor at Montana State University, says at the root of the problem is a deep-seated and very common bias. Simply put, almost everybody associates men, not women, with science or technology.
These gender biases are now a little more subtle and they're much more harder to detect. And a lot of times people are using stereotypes and have this bias and they don't even realize it. All the research shows it's pretty equal. Men and women develop these biases and stereotypes pretty early. And in large part it's because as kids, the image of a scientist is Einstein, and it still is Einstein.
Smith says changing this association, attracting women and girls to science, technology, engineering, and math, is going to require a cultural change. That's not simple or easy. Many approaches are being tried. Dan Carter, public affairs director with ExxonMobil's refinery in Billings, says his company sees the benefit to attracting more women to engineering.
One of the things that our company's done in the last few years is really ratchet up teacher training programs. And then recently, this new website's been developed called beanengineer.com, which really encourages that sort of pursuit of career paths that have a science and engineering core to them.
The news lately has been full of negative stories about women and their acceptance in the tech world. Witness the recent Gamergate controversy in which female journalists and game developers have been targeted for ridicule and shaming by male gaming enthusiasts. On the other hand, more women are rising to the top of technology companies. Examples include Sheryl Sandberg at Facebook, Marissa Meyer at Yahoo, and Meg Whitman at Hewlett-Packard. That fact gives leaders of the STEM movement cause for optimism. In Helena, I'm Steve Jess, Montana Public.